Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl, Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic, and right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Choc Mommy, in the motherfucking building, chilling out. You are now on, you're officially riding the Chocolate Wave, No Manners Wednesday, and I have no fucking manners. I am eating Laffy Taffy while doing my radio show. Wow, I'm sorry. I just wanted some. I sent my son to the store, and it was good. Now, I'm going to go ahead and catch everybody up with what's going on in my life right now. Well, last Sunday, you guys know that I was going through some stuff. I went ahead and did the radio show, went back to my slow jams format because I really didn't want to talk. That was because Saturday, I had found out my aunt was in hospice, and Sunday, I got the real scoop that she wasn't doing that well, and she wasn't going to go back home. So Sunday, I didn't want to talk. I just wanted to listen to some music, just wanted to chill, just wanted to relax, and just be in another place. Monday, when I got off work, I went to go see my aunt. And wasn't prepared for what I saw, but I still was strong. and, you know, hugged her, you know, kissed her, held her hand, talked to her, tried to close my door, and, you know, did all the things that I wanted to do, not knowing that Monday when I went to go see her, that would be my last time seeing her alive. So, you know, we all get caught up in we want this, we want that, and I honestly can say that I just wanted my aunt not to suffer anymore, because anybody that has a loved one that has cancer, you know, the chemo and everything like that, it takes a toll out of the person that's fighting, and we get so caught up and get selfish with wanting them to remain here that we really don't think about what that person is going through. So, you know, I thank God every day, but I thank God that I got to see her and that he brought her home to be with him and my grandfather, my uncle, and my aunt, and, you know, the other loved ones that have gone on before me. So that was last week. Monday was the funeral, and, you know, once you have the funeral and the person is, you know, pretty much laid to rest, you can begin your healing process, and I'm beginning my healing process. Shout out to my Uncle Meow, her husband, that, you know, they were together for 26 years, so it's just like, wow, you know what I mean? And shout out to everybody that was there for me. Shout out to Momo for my job. I love you, Monica. You know, he came to make sure that I was okay when I was at work and everything. And like I said, I really didn't want to do the show tonight, but I had to, because I haven't been doing what I'm supposed to. I've been letting so much shit in my life go that I can't, because when you have fans and supporters, it doesn't matter what the fuck you're going through. They're supporting you for a reason. So you got to be there for them like they're there for you. So you guys depend on me for certain things. So I got to get my shit together, get my act together, so that I can continue to deliver the things that you want and that you need and that you like. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, yes, I did write a new blog on Sunday, of course. It's called No Manners, and if you read it, you know why the fuck I called it No Manners, and you probably was like, oh, shit, what the fuck at the end. So that's why I did that. So, you know, I'm back in my writing mood, and then my grandson's mother hit me up because she read my blog for the first time, and she was very impressed and said that I needed to write a book and that she learned some new stuff, and she wasn't going to stop until her fiancé told her that she had a felony head game. So, hey, shout out to, you know, the females that's wanting to get that felony head game. You know, shout out. So what I'm going to do is I see Big Tone. I'm going to bring him in, and then I'm going to go ahead and play my crunk music so we can go ahead and get this shit started. Hey, Big Tom from around the way, how you doing?
What up, Chalk? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I can honestly say I'm doing a lot better than I was 2 days
Condolences
ago.
To you and your family and stuff like that, you know. You always got to stay strong, you know.
Most definitely, because at the end of the day, our will is never going to be done, and the sooner that people understand that and realize that we all have a purpose in life, we all came with a script, you feel me? And
right.
Psalms 139, it says, wonderfully made, we all had a book, we're like the book of life. So
mm-hmm.
I do believe in that. I'm a very religious person, and I just know that she's in a better place, but most importantly, she's not suffering anymore. So that's all that matters to me. And then, you know, her husband can go ahead and start his healing process. And, you know, it's just up to us to just, you know, I tell people, family first. Always put your family first. Well, God first and family second. You know what I'm saying? When you do stuff like that and keep stuff in proper perspective, you can never go wrong. You won't have any regrets. Because you're doing what you're supposed to do. That's how I look at it.
And denying that too, you gotta be strong for the family, because you know what I'm saying, if you not holding up, they not holding up, you don't got a foundation. You know, so everybody gotta stay strong and pick one another up, you know. So the mourning process is always hard.
I haven't even broke down yet because I can't. I know it's gonna come, but I wanted to be around people that I know really got me. And you know, a lot of times people can use a really bad situation for selfish gain. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I have some friends coming from, I have a friend coming from New York soon, and I might break down with him. I have a friend coming from Charlotte this weekend. I might break down with him. I mean, I don't know. Whenever it's time for me to let it all out, I'm going to let it all out. But in the meantime, I'm still going to be me. I'm going to have some manners on Sunday. I ain't going to have no fucking manners on Wednesday. And
no manners on Wednesdays. No.
Yeah,
no fucking manners on Wednesdays.
Yes, no fucking manners. And I remember something that you told me. I want to say it was last year. And you was like that you would give me an exclusive interview, just one-on-one, and, you know, into certain things about your life. I haven't forgot about that, and I'm actually going to take you up on that offer. And what I'm going to do is when I do the interview, I'm just going to shut all the lines down to where no one is going to be able to, get in. All they can do is just listen. If they have questions that they want to have me ask you, as long as they're respectful and in proper perspective, then the questions will be asked, because I have so many different questions about so many different things, and then it's like a man like you can enlighten women on so many different things, whether the good part about shit, the bad part about shit, and just keeping it hot. And just know that I'm not going to put you in a situation where you're going to feel uncomfortable or you're going to feel like my questions are bashing or anything like that, because you know the type of relationship that we have.
I understand. I trust me, believe it or not, I always feel comfortable coming on your show. And that's why when I first ever heard your show and I came on the way I came on, I felt a connection between you, the host. You know what I'm saying? And we just build our relationship. So you could ask me anything under the sun. You know that by now. You know what I'm saying? So whenever you want to do the interview, you just get your questions where I'll answer any question that you ask as best as possible.
You know what? I think next Wednesday would be quite interesting to do. And then, I mean, that person that you introduced me to on Twitter, they never, they hit me back, but they didn't hit me back because I had wanted them to come on that time, but they didn't. So what I may do is go online, hit up some other people, and ask them to come on.
Right. Yeah,
and
I mean, you could do them.
Real interesting.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. Like, you know, you could just hit them up and just, you know, just tell them what it is. You know, see if they want to come on for a few minutes. You know, sometimes it's hard. You know, a lot of them live double lives and stuff like that. But I guess when you're already on Twitter and stuff and they got websites, I mean, it's not too much.
Yeah, there ain't too much shit you can hide. Yo,
right.
Like, bigbigbitch.com. Is that bigbigbitch.com? I'm still tripping. I'm still tripping on that website. I'm still shocked at the age of 45. I still be shocked, and I'm just like, okay. Like, woo, great Gotham Batman. And it's crazy because after you put me on that website, I was in a studio with my little perverted engineer or whatever, and I was telling him about the site, and I pulled it up. Do you know that motherfucker looked at all the free token videos, and I'm sitting here looking like, what the fuck? What?
Yeah,
you
probably
fuck?
Opened
like,
you probably opened him up to like, whoa, what's this word?
No, yeah, but my thing is, a straight man would have been like, bitch, if you don't get that off my motherfucking computer screen, or he would have said something. But he was, like, looking, and it was a stud there. He was like, yo, look at this shit. I bet you ain't seen nothing like that. And
but it's not even so much it's straight or not, just the fact that anybody that doesn't really want to know that they're like that or whatever the case is, be like, yo, get that out of my face or whatever. He probably been on the low.
Man, look, when that motherfucker said, ain't nobody with a dick that big getting close to my ass, nigga, really? Like, where did that even come from? And I'm on fucking BBM just blasting like, wow, if you're wanting to test a nigga without really testing him to see if he, like, straddle, man, pull up bigbigbitch.com or pull up any other transvestite site, and if the dude is real comfortable watching that shit, you'll be like, okay, really? That's how you giving it up? That's how you play it? I mean, I don't knock nobody for what they do. But that shit is funny because his fiance's son is gay. And he was like, yo, that nigga pretty as fuck when he dressed up and shit like that. I'm like, dude, that's your fiance's son that you talking about. And I'm like, wow.
That's an interview right there, though. Like, that's definitely, like, to bring both of them on to be like, well, what do you like and how did he live his life? Like, that's some Jerry Springer stuff right there.
But the mama freakier than a bitch, a little too freaky. And I'm just like, duh, me being the sadistic bitch that I am, I might be thinking that in that motherfucking household, it might be some fucking threesomes going on, the mama, the fiance, and the son. Now I'm like, you know, I'm just keeping it hot. Because you just don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah, you don't know what goes on behind closed doors with people nowadays. And like I said, people's freak levels nowadays are so much higher than they was 20 years ago because a lot of things are more comfortable now. A lot of things are more easy to be dealt with. So that's really what it is. So now people thought that chick freak levels was coming out when Little Kim opened everybody up. Man, that was just like the start of everything. You know, now it's just like people were just like whatever. So that's what he said.
I was a freak before Lil Kim came out, and I was probably in full fledged hoe mode when Lil Kim came out. I mean, the only thing she probably had up on me is that bitch was swallowing quartz of cum. So you know, shout out to Kim, you the bitch for that. You never catch me going to the hospital having fucking all that kind of fluid inside of me. Like,
I mean, people, like I said, when Little Kim came out, I know that I knew some chicks that were freaks. I was going to strip clubs, and there was chicks in the strip clubs freaking it off. But then it was just like, you know, you expected that. You expected, you know, ordinary chick, you know, you meeting her in the street or whatever. But Little Kim started opening up, like, regular good girls, like girls you ain't never think would get down like that, all of a sudden talking about, yeah, you know, I want to get some head. Like, word? Like, when did you start giving head? You know? It was just like, everybody just went crazy with that. Put lips and this, lips and
That's interesting. Now, I'm going to take my music break and I'm going to come back and we're going to get caught up on some crazy shit because, like, remember the last time we were on the air and shit kind of got crazy. Not with you in accent, but you remember when we had the show and Jazzy was on? And
right. That was a minute ago. That was like, ooh.
Yes. She hit me up on Twitter, and she asked for my number, and, you know, she was asking me, you know, how did I feel about that show, and I'm like, I'm good, because it's just the show, because at the end of the day, you don't really know me, and your assumptions are irrelevant to my truth, you know what I mean? I said, so no, you didn't, you know, that show didn't really do anything but just reveal to me just how shallow people can be with their thoughts and everything like that.
And that was my thing. My thing with her, I was just like, you know, she basically was trying to put words in my mouth. And I was like, whatever your opinion that you have, that's your opinion. I can't get mad at that. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling it for what it is on what I do. And she's trying to say that on one thing, and I'm like, well, that's how you feel. You know, so that's basically what that was. And I'm like, she started getting real personal with it. I'm like, you know, I'm the one that's in the hot seat. How are you getting personal with it? You know, so it was just like, it went out of hand. And my thing was, I was like, I didn't even feel no kind of, because like you said, it was a show. Nobody really know anybody as far as, like, you know, whatever it is. I mean, and she started talking about, oh, you follow these people, you deal with these people. That I'm like, well, that got nothing to do with what we talking about. You know?
Yeah,
so.
I think what kind of, like, had irritated me, though, was when, you know, you tried to, not you, but when she tried to reason with the fact why I started hustling. She's like, you were 17, two kids. No, that is not why I started hustling. When I started hustling, my kids was teenagers and above age. I did that shit because it was interesting. And
right.
I'm just like, and, you know, to say that you hate bitches on Section 8, that was just such a harsh and strong statement.
Mm.
Very. So we're going to come back. I got to do my little music thing. Now, a lot of these songs are mainstream songs, because those are my songs right now, and I like them. So the first one is My Lifestyle with Rich Homie Quan, whatever that ugly dude name is, Slim Thug, Young Thug, or whatever, and Birdman. And then I'm going to come back with the remix of Or Nah, and what the hell is it? Oh my goodness, 2-1, those are my shits. So those are the three songs that's in rotation that's coming out now. Then we're going to come back. Then we're going to talk. Then we're going to start talking about my new blog. And we're going to talk about my 4th of July weekend when Stella got her groove back. And boy, that ignites some
shit. Those are the real fireworks.
What? Yes. Because I thought that I was at the point where some fluid could have flew across the room, but I contained myself because that's not for everybody. So we're going to talk about that after the music break. So, okay, Rich Gang, My Lifestyle.
Hey. My Lifestyle.
Rich homie, thugger,
in my brother.
Rich homie, thugger,
in
my brother.
Oh! Bridge gang.
What's up, baby?
Got like 4 ounces in 20, bitch.
Did a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
Genie.
this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
Them long nights, I swear to God, I do it for the come up. I'm Willie BB, know my shit's in the jungle. Hey. Money, home money, I got commas and they ain't bad. Sunday through Monday, I've been grinding with no shit. Talking about taking something from me like no weed. Thuggle, that my brother, brother. You don't want no trouble, trouble. You can't get these fists, knuckle. Buckle up like a seatbelt or I shoot ya. Punching on the gas, too fast, and I lose ya. Give me a bed, and I do, huh? I want a head, Medusa. I swear a nigga gone, cause it's strong, I'm blowing super. Hey, grinding for a new day. I'm skating like that nigga Lupe. Hey, I'm on the top, feel like Toupe. Weed, I'm in her mouth, feel like Toupe.
Get a lot of shit, just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
I'm so swagged out. Bad bitch,
you heard.
Popping that GTV,
you heard.
Living that lifestyle. Yeah, I do this for Miss Gladys, boy. 100.
I got a lot of cash
on that beat.
Oh. I don't mind spending it.
You like the way I flick my tongue, oh no, oh no. You can ride my face until you're dripping cum. Can you lick the tip and throw the dick, or no?
Can
you let me stretch that pussy out, or
no?
I'm not the type to call you back tomorrow, but the way you wrapping around me is a problem. Ain't nobody trying to save you. Baby, get that paper. Probably got a lot of other bitches owe you favors. Pussy so good, had to save that shit for later. Just got to the kitchen, fucked it right there on the table. She rapping XO to the death. I'm tryna make these bitches wet. I'm tryna keep that pussy wet. I'm tryna fuck her and her friends. I'm tryna
fuck her. I'm tryna fuck her. Show me, is you really about your money, girl, and all? Don't play with a boss. Girl, take it all. Take it for a real one. You gon' get it all. Is it really about your money or not? Can you really take this or not? Can I build another bitch or not? Can you put this shit or not? Oh, nah, oh, nah. Would you lie for a nigga or not? Would you die for a nigga or not? Would you lie to a nigga or not? Oh, nah. Can I bring another bitch or not? Cause you with the shits or not? Oh nah, oh nah. Would you lie for a nigga or not? Would you die for a nigga or not? Would you lie to a nigga or not?
I'ma smoke this joint and I'ma break you off. I'd be lying if I said you ain't the one. All these tattoos in my skin, they turn you on. Not a smoking, drinking, that's the shit I'm on. Heard you not the type that you take home the mall. Is we fucking when we leave the club or not? I ain't spending cash for nothing, I wanna see you take it off. I'ma pop this bottle, you gon' give me brain or not? Heard you from the hood, you rep that thing or not? Got a lot of ass, you gon' shake that thing or not? Heard you smoke blunt, you down with paper planes or not? I feel like I'm Tony, you my boss, I'm thinking of the whole world, I'm thinking of.
You gon' want it for these hundreds, girl, and all. Show me is you really about your money, girl, and all. Don't play with a boss, girl, take it all. Take it for a real one, you gon' get it all. Is it really about your money or not? Can you really take dick or not? Can I bring another bitch or not? Is you with the shits or nah? Oh nah, oh nah. Would you buy for a nigga or nah? Would you die for a nigga or nah? Would you lie to a nigga or nah? Oh nah, oh nah. Can
you really take dick or not? Can I bring another picture now? Is you with the shits or not? Oh no, oh no. Would you die for nigga or not? Would you die for nigga or not? Would you lie to nigga or not? Oh no. Girl, make that ass copy on dollar sign. You already know my money go a long time. I could slide for it like Nelly. I'ma go as far as you let me. Girl, is you sucking me or fucking me or not? Can I bring another bitch to have a threesome? Keep saying you's a freak, you gon' prove it or not? His bitch keep looking at me, she choosing or not? You's a ride or die chick, you with the shit or not? Say you're not a side bitch, you all in or not? You gon' make them eggs cheesy with them grits or not? Can you do it like that on a stick or not? You gon' run it for these hundreds, girl or not? Show me is you really about your money, girl or not? Don't play with a boss, girl, take it all off. Take it for a real one, you gon' get it all. Is you really about your money or not? Can you really take dick or not? Can I bring another bitch or not? Is you with the shits or not? Oh no, oh no. Would you ride for nigga or not? Would you die for nigga or not? Would you lie to nigga or not? Oh no, oh no. Can you really take dick or not? Can I bring another bitch or not? Is you with the shits or not? Oh no, oh no. Would you ride for nigga or not? Would you die for nigga or not? Would you lie to nigga or not? Oh no.
Too motherfucking long. Now, chicks that's listening and following me, can you take some dick or nah? Would you let them bring another bitch in the bedroom or nah? And is farting and coming at the same time the same thing like a pussy fart or nah? I can tell you, fuck nah. That's what somebody read on my post. Now, back to Tuan, and then we're getting back to the show.
What's that on that beat?
Nope.
Me over to Canada. Make you want me cause I'm hot now. I'm gone, the way that I'm on one. Bang, bang, pop up like a long gun. You a lame nigga, you ain't making no noise. Get better, turn up with the big boys. Live fast, die young, that's my choice. Get money like an M-boy. Get in love, I'll
leave the whip. Make the money, make the money, make the grip. I'll be shining with my click. Get excited, till we trip.
Pennies down from my
under you. Beat that pussy up, make you wanna holler cue. Drunk in a bitch, high on that Mary Jane. Pussy in my mouth, pussy on my pinky ring. Nap, maybe do it in the back. Swear this marijuana, keep it cracked. Lights, camera, action. I ain't doing nothing to the cash. Money, 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 we fashion. Draped up and dripped out, keep the trees past. Girl, keep that thing up, fuck me, fuck rap. Days of a lie, so clap, clap the cake. Spreading your thighs, I pump, pump your brain. Hey.
Just give me the trees and we can smoke it, yeah.
Smoke it, yeah.
Just give me the drink and we can pour it, yeah.
Man, when I listen to that song, Too On, oh my God, that should be making me want to do about four or five things to a motherfucker. Like, you know, it's like one of them songs that you be in a club and you got like three drinks in you and you got another drink in your hand, and then that song come on and you know you looking good, and then you make an eye contact with a nigga and you just be like, yo, come be Too On. Like, you want him to take his two hands and put them on your ass cheeks. I mean, that song is just so sensual and sexual. Like, it can just make you want to do a whole lot of things that'll get a person in a whole lot of trouble.
Champagne room music.
Yes, it makes for a great night. Like, really. I'm like, I tell you, ever since the 4th of July, I have been rejuvenated. You know, everybody knows that track ain't been frisky, she ain't been fresh, she ain't really been doing nothing, but found me a little something young, you know what I'm saying, legal age, way above legal age, older than my kids, and I had to go ahead and take them on down through there. Then you know you did a good job when this nigga is reading your blogs, it's like, wow, I've never experienced that, I never did this, but you were freaked out. If you ain't did at least three things sexually in my blog, motherfucker, you was not a freak. But I can show you how to be a freak. I can take you down through there and, you know, teach you some shit that your grandma could have been teaching you at the table when your uncles was talking to you, was telling them how to fuck the bitches right and make sure they suck his dick right. But, you know, there's always the next time. Oh, no, you're right. It's no next time. Y'all know, once I smash you, I can't go back. So,
you break them in.
I'm just saying, yeah, I'm trying to get past that because I want to settle down. But how can I settle down if I don't want to go back and hit the homie twice? And there be good men out there. I just don't want to be bothered with them again. It's like once you get that nut out, it's over. It's like all interest leaves after the nut is busted. It's like, oh.
Yeah, it's like that personality, that person that you was before the nut, you're not that person no more. You like, it's like American Werewolf. Like, it's like just the moon comes out, you just like whole different animal. But then when you wake up in the morning, you wake up and you like, what the hell happened last night?
Whoa. Now, I woke up in the morning and it was like, ooh, boo, boo. I'm about to get one off before I go to work. Okay, yes. You know what I'm saying? So, left from here, then came back from work. Oh, you still, oh, yes, okay. You know, great, awesome. There was nothing bad that I can really say. You know what I'm saying? But I just don't feel the inclination to go back again. And, I mean, he was a trooper. You know, anybody that licks your ass right out the gate is like, you know, hey, team toss salad. That's all I can say. Like, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know? And it's good that men are in tune sexually with what a woman wants without her having to tell them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know, for me, that's a big thing. So I'm just like, who's supposed to be my next victim? I actually need to come to New York and, you know, wreak a little bit of havoc and then come back down south and just Southern Belle.
Hurricane Chalk is on her way up, that's what you're saying?
Yes, I need to come to New York and be the New York slut and then come back home and be the Southern Belle.
Yeah, you need to. Yeah, when you come to New York, you make sure you come pee on me. You supposed to have been. You but did that last time.
Oh, don't do that to me. Oh, I'm having flashbacks. Me and my daughter was talking about that a few weeks ago, and I was like, shit, a nigga ain't pissing on me, but I will piss on him real quick and be gone, be done with it. It's just something about watching your man. You already know what it is. Just peeing on somebody, it, like, gives you so much power because you're like, oh, this is a nasty motherfucker. He letting me piss on him. But you love it. I'm like, oh, I love this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. I mean, I do have my limits, though. But, yes, I will be more than happy to come to New York and piss on you. You ain't got to ask me twice. Hey, Momo, how you doing? Momo.
I'm good. You a mess. I can't.
You can't what? You can't piss on a nigga?
No, I wouldn't dare do that. You know I'm the true Southern Belle, so, you know, I don't do that. I'm not a freak, as you say, because you said if I ain't did three shits in your blog. And I ain't down with that one, and that's for sure.
She probably did half of the three.
Yes,
maybe
I'm just saying, if a man has never had a threesome in his life, he called himself a freak, that's a lie. Because evidently the bitches you fucking with ain't freaky enough. You know what I'm saying? You should not be reading my blog about my life and then questioning how you come up. Because he was like, wow, I haven't done a lot of stuff, but you a freak. That you can't even call yourself a freak if you're reading some shit and you haven't even experienced none of that.
Word.
Right.
That's check.
Just because
that's
you,
a
yeah,
check
just
for
because
me.
You lick ass. Yeah, just because you lick ass don't
everybody
make you a freak.
All niggas do that.
Yes. That's a new
that's
question now.
That's nowadays.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's not
yes.
enough.
Just when you come up for air, just don't be up in my face.
Be like, I give you some Listerine or something like that. I give you, you know, lifesavers, but
I'm gonna get a nigga a break. Like, I don't even want you to talk to me, cause like, you know, I'm clean and everything like that. But you know, sometimes the lava influence might make him just have a strong odor, and I'll be like, dude, no. But I did come to work glowing on Saturday, though, for people that didn't work on the weekend. I think I still
had
that glow.
Yeah, I don't work on the weekend. I wouldn't have seen that.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people seen it. I was glowing. Like, I don't know what it was, but I'm like, yo, he brought the beef back, because I'm like, oh, shit. Yo, I'm like straight fucking like a porn star. I was even throwing it back, doing a little ad. I thought I was twerking on the dick. I'm like, hey.
Interesting. When I first met you, I thought you was Miss Little Innocent.
Oh, but see, what had happened was, this is a radio show. I got to give the people
yes,
what they
ma'am.
Want.
No, ma'am. Look what I got.
But I am.
You are not.
I am.
Stella got her groove back.
She sure did.
You never lost it.
No, I did. Honestly.
You were just on hiatus for a little while.
I did. Because, like, when I tell you the way that I was feeling, and I was like, the more he gave me, the more I wanted, and it was like, the stamina pour, like hour and a half, like hammer, yes, yes.
So did you do? Did you make him do, like, what was it last time we were talking about? Did you make him, what was that you said? I said you made the guy fart or something like that. What was it? Are you giving him head? No. Nigga farting?
No, no, hell no, 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 no. What I said is the nigga came and farted at the same time. No, he did not do that because that
he
was
did,
a
so
very...
He didn't come and fart at the same time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
yeah, nah.
What it was.
Nah, that was a one-of-a-kind type. That was some one-of-a-kind shit right there. So, nah.
I think that's in, like, the medical books or something like that. Like, that's, like, physically, like, I think they're still trying to figure that out. Like, how is that even possible? But
I mean,
you said you made it happen, so I guess it is. You should have went and got you like a degree in like some kind of like some kind of medicine practice or something. I don't know what they would call that, but I thought Dr. Ruth was teaching motherfuckers something, but you gotta tell him to call the Chalk Mommy show. She gave you some real points.
Right. No manners at all.
None whatsoever. Like, the way we talk on this show, some people that be laying on a load on, don't want to hit that one, be like, do they kiss their mamas with this mouth? You talk to your mama like that? Be like, do you use the same fork?
Yeah.
But, that's good, though, that you could go away or you could, you know, find little escapades or whatever, stuff like that. But, you know, what you call it, the Zane movie is coming out. That's supposed to be crazy.
Well, I hope that bitch pay her taxes with the money that she make off that motherfucking movie. Because, you know, Uncle Sam don't play with motherfuckers that don't pay their taxes. And I just got audited. So I need to go ahead and compile all my shit, take that hit, pay my taxes, but I'm not a multi-book writer making crazy bread and just, you know, not doing what I'm supposed to. So, you know, shouts out to Zane. I've read some of her books when I was locked up, and, you know, it got me through some rough times. No, I did not read her book, Play With Myself and Bust a Nut. I did not believe in masturbation when I was locked up because I knew I was going to be out on the street and I was going to get some dick real soon.
Mm-hmm. Get it hard, too. Hard and deep. Get you some no-man-is dick. Some disrespectful no-man-is dick pulling.
I don't want no more. I don't want nay another no-man-is dick because that shit is just so that's just so disrespectful. And then this dude had the audacity to say that when the motherfucker farted and came, like, that's the equivalent to a pussy fart. No, it's not. A pussy fart is when too much air is up in the pussy when you're fucking. Like, you like to take it out, slide it to the end, and then you want to slide it back in. No. And a pussy fart is not something that, no. A fart is a fart. It don't got shit to do with the pussy. Like, I can't even believe that dude sat there and even tried to make an excuse for that. But that's how niggas do. That's how y'all do. I guess y'all wanted to save a brother or whatever. So, no.
I mean, I never had that happen to me. I never heard nobody that happening to. Like, I mean, when you said that was like a first for everybody. Like, for real. Like, who is this dude? Like, bring this dude on the show. Like, let's hear what he got to say about it.
See, no, I can never reveal his identity. Because if I reveal his identity, then that's going to fuck up my reputation.
Uh-oh.
Severely.
So what you're saying is you went below your standards for a night?
No,
is what you're saying?
No, I didn't go below my standards. It's just, let's just say this person was and is in the industry, and his name is very popular, but unpopular among a lot of important people. So for me being who I am and, you know, making moves, it's to my advantage that I not be publicly associated with that name.
That's cool. Hey, listen. the story that you say, the way you say it, your experience, I mean, whew, you should write that in a book.
You should write your own book.
I am writing my book. The blogs that y'all reading are going to be part of my book. It's called The Essence of Sex. And it's going to go into, you know, a lot of different things. It's like a little teaser. So it's like giving me a chance to test my skills and everything. Like I have this one blog that I haven't written. I started on it, and it's called Phone Sex. And it's not what people think. You know, a lot of people be like, oh, it's phone sex. It's like you on one end of the phone and somebody else on the end of the phone and y'all playing with each other, blah, blah, blah. No. It's like I'm on one end of the phone with a nigga and the nigga not knowing that I have my phone on and the next nigga is hearing what's going on with us. So, you know, and then I have my phone and he's telling me what he wants me to do. So that blog right there is going to make motherfuckers be like, what in the fuck?
Giving you play-by-play coaching like football, like you on the field, you got the coach running down play, yeah, do this now, do that.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, because you got to think about it. The thrill, the excitement, come on now.
Yeah, that's adrenaline rush.
Yes. That's better than, you know, some people going out buying crack or meth.
But that's your crack. That's your high right there. Stuff like that, when you do stuff like that, you know, we all have I guess you could say our ways of getting high without actual drugs. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has that high. And you're a certain way to fulfill it. You know, people think that, oh, you gotta take drugs to get high. No, that's not true. Because we all have, everybody has that personality in them.
Everybody has their own addiction.
Huh?
Yeah, but it wasn't about,
everybody
it was
has
just
their own
different.
Addiction.
Yeah, but it was just different because he was just like, you know, he lives in New York or whatever, and we was talking, and he was like, damn, you are just so fucking freaky. And it was like a challenge. Don't challenge me, because I'm going to take it if it's within reason. And I just feel bad for the dude that got caught in the middle of me and Mel's game, because he had no idea that shit was going to go down like that. He had no idea that I was doing him dirty like that. And then, you know, went ahead, did him dirty, and left him lonely. And every time I see him, I turn the other way like I don't know him.
Chalk Mommy just be ruining men all over the East Coast. You just leaving your mark everywhere up and down the East Coast, aren't you?
Man, look, how many times has men fucked women and give zero fucks about them? Dogs,
yeah, that's
the
true.
Out, kept it moving. So me, every time I do something like that, that's for the 50,000 women that didn't have the strength or the courage to do what I did. I'm getting that back for them.
You acting like a woman and thinking like a man? That's what you're doing?
Man, look, I'm just doing me. However you want to portray that, I'm just doing me. So for all you weak females out there that had always wanted to just dog a dude out for him dogging you, I got you. I got you. Shouts out to her listening to the show. He makes that hurt so good. I'm just saying. That's my nigga right there. And I'm going to write a blog about him, too. He just don't know it yet. But since he's listening, he's finding out tonight. Yes.
Talk about an early Christmas gift, right?
Yes. Yes. For all you chicks that's listening, I encourage you to fuck with a hood rider. They live up to the name. They hood and they can ride it good. I'm talking about the bike that is. You know, they ride bikes real good.
Oh,
hey,
man.
How you doing? You know, next time you come back down, I promise when you wake up, I'll still be there.
Oh, shit. She left that nigga a wet spot on the bed, like, well, she was.
Now,
yeah.
I'm
lonely too, didn't she?
I mean, listen. It was CIAA weekend. I had to get back to Charlotte and stuff. But I'm like this. If you in my hood or you're close to my hood and I fuck with you, I will stop what I'm doing and come hang out with you. I'm just real like that. And if I'm in your hood and it's close to, you know, I'm close enough to where I can get to you, I will hang out with you in your hood.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and
that's
yeah,
on,
when
that's...
I get to New York, I'm going to have my swipe machine, niggas. Ain't shit free over here. Hugs cost, kisses cost, my draws cost. I'm talking, I'm going to have about 3 pairs of draws for you, too, so, you know.
You have what?
I'm going to have about 3 pair of worn drawers for you because I know you to buy panties. So I'm going to make sure I have one pair that I just keep on and then I just take them off and just put them in your mouth and just try to choke the shit out of you with them. And then I'm going to piss on you.
Mm-hmm. Put them over my head.
Oh, yes. That would be nice. That would be nice. Y'all got me being so nasty and freaky. I feel so bad.
It's no man. It's no man is Wednesday. I want you to you to wear a pair and walk around Manhattan for like 3-4 hours with them on.
Okay, and when I go to jail, who the fuck is gonna who the fuck gonna come get me out?
Go to jail for what?
He ain't say walking around naked.
Like
huh?
He said he had the panties on all day.
Yeah, just leave them on all
day.
Oh,
my bad. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I wouldn't mind walking around New York naked. I'm sure I would get a lot of attention. I might
nah,
be
not
on
naked.
World
I'm just saying,
stuff.
Like, you know, you out on a day chilling, you know, and then at the end of the night, be like, here you go. Keep those there. Let them marinate.
Mm. Let them marinate. I might do that. I might have to do that. Momo, what is the freakiest thing you've had done, or what is a fantasy that you have that you would like to have fulfilled before 2014 leaves?
So that's what you're gonna do. You're gonna put me on the spot, and then you almost said my real name. Lord,
stop it, Mama.
All right, let's see. I mean, I'm very conservative. You know
what?
Let me see. I mean, before 2014 was it? I want to do a threesome. I mean, I'm 30. About that time.
Yeah, you are a dirty 30. So yeah, that would be appropriate.
Yeah, it's about
that would
time.
Be. Are you gonna do a Mimi and a Nico? You gonna make a home video, but a camera following you at all angles?
That wasn't a home video. That was some
no, it wasn't. And Vlad put them on. Now trust me, I am the queen of home movies. Okay, yo, boo, give my phone. Hit that angle. Record that right there. You know what I'm saying? So I already know that was professionally done. And, you know, it was a good look. It was a good look. I'm going to come out with a movie. I'm going to give my kids the heads up and be like, yo, look, y'all ain't young. Y'all grown as fuck. All y'all nasty because 3 out of 4, y'all got fucking kids. So, what I'm going to do is mommy going to go ahead and make this movie. I'm going to get this paper, and I'm going to break y'all off.
That's it. Everybody going to eat lovely on this one.
Yes.
Even the dude on the show on Monday when they was showing him that white guy, he was like, all right, so who was the cameraman? And Nico was like, it wasn't no cameraman. That's just a bathroom shake, and we make bathroom shake. That nigga was sitting there like...
Never.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
You seen that stupid look
does.
Mimi had on her face. Mimi had that dumb look on her face like, oh, like Nico was talking.
I seen the tape. I wasn't really impressed, but, you know, the simple fact, Mimi had to do that dumb shit to stay relevant because Steven and Jocelyn, they always in the news. They always popping. So then she chose this nigga where his whole body is light-skinned, but the middle of his ass cheeks is black as fuck. I'm just like, wow. Like, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't doing no power moves. He wasn't drilling that ass. Now, see, had I been in the room while they was fucking, that would have been a real good tape because I would have told them, I would have dictated how to fuck Mimi. Mimi, I would have dictated how to suck dick properly. Her head game would have been a felony, and motherfuckers wouldn't be calling her meat mouth.
I heard they already was taping their reunion, and I heard it was popping off already at the reunion. I heard Jocelyn was getting, we got popped on, and I heard Stevie J got pictures of Hothea and Benzino tight or whatever. Like, I heard it's going down on the reunion.
I'm sure it is.
They already started filming it. I was like,
wow. I'm sure it is. I mean, because think about it. It's like, I was looking at Erica's point of view because she was thinking about the daughter. And people is just like, Mimi grown, blah, blah, blah. And this is coming from experience. This is some real live shit. When I used to do my little home videos and post them up, I didn't really think that my kids would get backlash because I had it away from them on different sites. I wasn't doing it in my house or whatever. But they have mannish-ass friends. They have nasty-ass friends that are nosy. And then, you know, I have boys, and, you know, they're going to say something. Because at the end of the day, my kids is like, my mom's grown. She's fucked, but we don't want to hear about it, or they might not even want to hear it. So, you know, that's why I take my extracurricular activities outside the home. And it's like, because it was such a big uproar why she did it and lying about it, it's going to come back on her daughter sooner or later. Because look at Superhead. You know her son getting ragged about her.
Yeah, see, as he gets older, gets into high school, you know by that time most high school boys are already watching porn at some point. And today with the internet, it's not that hard just to type in Superhead and everything about her pops up. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, and probably half their dads already done seen her, done heard about her, done read her book and everything like that. So, you know, at work we were talking about it, and people was like, Erica was overreacted. No, because at the end of the day, if your kids knew about some of the shit that my coworkers was doing, they wouldn't be so quick to say something.
Nope.
It's just that we do our shit behind closed doors. She took it to the a bigger realm of things. But at the end of the day, it's like we all do shit that you can't do in front of your kids because it's not appropriate. We all do shit that we can't do in front of our parents because it's inappropriate. Or you could just be like, fuck it, I don't give a fuck, this is just who I am.
Listen,
like
this,
me, I can't go to work and say a lot of shit that I say because I have an image to uphold. I'm Miss Pam. Yes, I have no manners, but they don't know nothing about my freaky side.
That's just like anybody, everyday life, your neighbors, the people you work with. You'd be surprised how freaky the people can be behind closed doors. Listen, when you at work, you're in your professional state.
They're not professional where we work. Them girls are off the chain, but they're so judgmental that you can't be yourself anyway if you choose to.
What I'm trying to say is in the average job, in the average, you know, office job or whatever, you know, you're supposed to be in a professional state of mind. Like, you don't answer the phone at work like you do at home or when you in the street. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you in the street, somebody call, yo, what up, son? Yo, what up, yo? When you at work, you not answer, you answer, oh, welcome to No Manners. How are you today? You know? So, you know, it's a little different when you are working. And sometimes you have to sit there and just think about it, because I know that happens to me plenty of times at work or whatever. I mean, I just sit thinking, like, I look at a female and be like, I wonder what she did last night. Like, you even want to, like, ask people, like, yo, what you do last night? And I mean television. Like, what did you do last night? You know what I'm saying? Did you play with your pussy or what you did? Like, you know, I'm pretty sure everybody has that question on, like, I wonder what's going on with this person, you know? Like, there's a video of a guy. It's on Facebook. I don't know if any of y'all seen it. He says that, you know, women always say that a man should be real, don't lie, keep it real, tell us what you really want. And he's like, look, you know, as a man, I want to fuck. So y'all say that a man should be real and not lie, I'm going to go up to some women and just tell them, like, look, I want to fuck, what's good? And he went up in the mall, he had somebody with a camera, and he's going to a female, how you doing, you real pretty. And they're like, oh, thank you, whatever. And he's like, you know, I just want to, you know, tell you that, you know, I want to fuck you. And he was like, what? Excuse me? And he got smacked by one chick, and another chick was like, oh, this and that. He was like, well, see, I guess your theory doesn't work. Sometimes we got to lie to get what we want, you know, so... Sometimes, you know, people, you don't know what's going on.
I ain't gonna lie about shit. I'm gonna be like, look, you know, now, today we was having inappropriate conversations at work, and my supervisor came up and was like, what was y'all talking about? I really wanted to say we was talking about you and your motherfucking print, but
uh-oh.
Them tight-ass pants. But, and we were talking about how to, like, that motherfucker tuck that shit up and everything. And then we have another person that we were talking about that, you know, he's there, but he's in another city and state right now. He about 5'4", but the front of his pants look like a fucking tree trunk. You know what I'm saying? And we were just like, wow. But, you know,
I'm
going to
ask you who you're talking about later, because I don't know.
Sean, I'm
the
fuck. I'm off the clock, Sean.
Not the Reverend.
Girl,
so hold
yes.
on. You and the young lady on the line. Y'all both work together, also.
Yes, Momo.
Oh shit! So you and Momo are coworkers, also.
Yes.
Oh, see, I never knew that. That's why I'm like bugging, like at work, like. Like,
yes,
I cool.
Momo is my coworker.
Oh, shoot.
I am.
Oh, man. Double no man is. I couldn't work with
Almost
y'all.
Almost definitely. Yes, most definitely.
It's more of us.
I definitely couldn't work with both of y'all together.
Yeah, actually you could, because at work, we play and we have fun, but we also keep things in a proper perspective because in the field that we're in, you know, when you work in a call center, you're going to have bitches that hate on you regardless of what you do.
Oh, yeah,
and when a motherfucker feel like you got some business about yourself and they don't got no business about themselves, then, you know, it tends to get a little funny. So, you know, you have hood boogers at the job that want to be video vixens. You have just... a lot of people there that are confused.
Or that are just nosy.
Yeah. And to me, it's interesting because it keeps me grounded. Because, yes, I work a real job. My internet personality is just from a hobby. I don't take it serious enough to really want to be making big money from it. I mean, I guess I could if I wanted to. But I look at the bigger picture. I have been working ever since I was 16, and that's just something that's embedded in me, you know? So it's like being at this job, it creates my budget for my traveling and all the things that I want to do. It enabled me to meet cool people like Momo and people on my team or whatever. And, you know, it gives me great memories, and it gives me and her something to talk about, and, you know, when we get to work.
Right, right, right. And sometimes, too, you know, and also, not sometimes, but also, it makes the day go by faster. You can't be sitting at work where they just work, work, work. You got to have some, you know, in-between time where you joking, you laughing, you talking about this one, you talking about that one, a little gossip here, a little gossip there. Before you know it, it's 3 o'clock. You know, you like, yo, you about to get out of here in a minute.
Who don't? Right. I talk about her on my both of my breaks and my lunch every day.
Uh-oh. Momo, so you going to come up
all the way in the back.
So, Momo, are you going to come up to New York with Chalk Mommy when she come up?
Momo's not ready for New York. Momo's not ready for New York because whatever innocence that she have will be erased. She'll be right beside me with her legs up in the air or face down, ass up. That's the way y'all like it.
She'll be standing over me with you at the same time.
Oh, wow.
You want her to pee on you, too?
Yes. If she wants to, I would love for both of y'all to do it at the same time.
Momo, there's nothing better than that first kiss on a nigga. Ooh, girl. You just be looking at that motherfucker like, you is just a nasty motherfucker. But it'd be so cool because he's like, wow, I'm actually peeing on somebody. Wow. And it's like, I'm not saying I'm a professional pisser, but, you know, I got skills. Like, I got some skills.
You got skills. Okay.
Yes. You gotta be nice with it.
But you gotta make it squirt out in a certain way?
Speaking of squirt, damn, the nigga that made me squirt got married and got a baby on the way.
Oh,
damn.
So maybe she go to his bachelor. Maybe she go to his bachelor's party or something.
No, he already married.
Oh, he's already married.
Like,
oh.
Yes. And I feel bad because I fucked that up.
That's what's been your baby then, is what you're saying?
Nah, I'm spay fixed and neutered. Nah, he wasn't going to have no more fucking kids over here. I'm just thinking about no more births. Because he was the only person that could do that.
Oh, shoot.
Puerto Rican from Queens. I be damned. All the times I came to New York, no one could do what that nigga did right here in Greensboro. That's a fucking shame.
Uh-oh. Well, you know how they say about us Spanish poppies here in New York City. You know, we have a certain touch when it comes to a female. Especially a chocolate female.
And what touch is that?
You know that touch. Can't explain it.
I ain't been with a Spanish person in so fucking long. That's a damn shame. But I'm about to change that this weekend, though.
Uh-oh. You about to find out?
Yes, I have a mixed poppy in Charlotte. He's black and Dominican. Oh, yes.
Uh-oh. He going to have you cooking.
He going to have who?
He going to have you cooking.
Please. I cook anyway.
He going to be having
cook
cooking
anyway.
Chicken, rice, and beans, all that.
Oh, shit, if he put the dick down good, I wouldn't mind cooking for him. Shit, he can even spend the night.
Uh-oh. So basically you're saying pack a bag just in case?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, shit, that's a privilege.
Pack a night, just pack an overnight joint just in case.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's a privilege to spend the night with me. To even come to my house.
I think it's a privilege to get a chance to spend a night with any female that invites a man over to the crib. Because most times, females be like, all right, I'm going to sleep. So what you about to do, that's the way to let you know, all right, nigga, it's time for you to go. But when a chick don't say nothing and you laying in and she be like, oh, so I wanna watch this movie, you pretty much good for the rest of the night. If a chick, after you were done, a chick laying there watching TV, she put on a movie, yeah, you pretty much good. But when they start talking that, oh, so I'm about to go take a shower and get ready for bed. What you going to do?
Now, see, I'm not even going to say that. I'm going to be like, ooh, it was nice of you to come see me, but your ass got to go. Ain't no fucking.
Because you ain't got no
manners,
that's why.
Right.
Exactly.
You ain't got no former manners, that's why. You just blatant with it.
Or I'm going to go get in the shower, and I'm going to be like, are you going to wash your dick or nah? So are we fucking or nah?
Oh, man.
Are you going to put some soap on that dick or nah? Like, come on now, shit.
You like, got to shine the head up. You shining the head up or nah?
I'm just being, like, so honest. That's like when I be telling people, like, I'm a reformed hoe. They be like, you so funny. No, motherfucker, I'm being so honest. I'm being so real. Me personally, what I did in the past helped mold me into what I am today. And women, pay close attention to this. If you used to be a hoe back in the day, there's nothing wrong with that. We all go through our hoe phases, you know what I'm saying? Whether we fucking a lot of niggas or we talking to a lot of men at one time or whatever, we all go through a hoe phase. It's how you choose to come out of that phase at a later time in your life and use those experiences to make yourself a better person today, tomorrow, and in the future. That's what matters. Don't get caught up with what people going to think about you, because people going to think what the hell they want to think, whether good or bad. So, ladies, if y'all on that 90-day bullshit or you want to make a nigga wait to see so he won't think you a hoe, man, stop that bullshit. Fuck that motherfucker on the first night so you can find out if the dick is worthy of you coming back again. Because a man going to think you a hoe whether you get him the pussy the first night, a month from now, 2-3 months from now. It's just a mind state that person is in, or it could be some shit he saw you do. So don't get caught up with traditions and you got to wait till you get married to have sex. If you wait till you get married to fuck your husband and you find out on your honeymoon night that dick is whack as fuck, what you going to do?
Nah, but not only that, too, what happens is with a lot of females also, you can't be on Facebook, you can't be on Instagram or whatever, posting all these sexy pictures, like you bought it, and then when a nigga take you out and he trying to test your gangster, don't become Mary Poppins all of a sudden. Oh, nah, that's not me. Yeah, but what about the picking your lace panties that you got on Instagram? Like, oh, so you's a social media hoe. You're not a real life hoe. You know what I'm saying?
Me personally, I try not to post a lot of pictures on, you know, Instagram, because my kids are following me, and you know, my son already, like, I don't like the pictures you be posting, niggas. Stay the fuck off my page. But you know, because he does music, I have to be a little bit mindful of what I do. So, you know, for the people that are just posting up shit, you know, you can't be mad when a nigga come at you crazy.
For
the first time this year, and I've seen a whole lot of shit. I've seen some crazy shit. This isn't where anything. So this one chick had her ass hanging half out, and these dudes just trying to talk to her, and she got a little attitude. And he's like, bitch, what the fuck you acting like that for? You don't want nobody fucking talking to you. Why the fuck you out here looking like that?
Right.
And I can even come to her defense and be like, don't even talk to her like that, because he was right. Like, why would you do that?
The way men approach you is the way you dress is the way men are going to approach you. No.
Well,
does it give them a right? No. But it also, you know, the fact that you out here wearing, I don't know, whatever, but you expecting a nigga to wife that up. Like, a nigga ain't wifing nothing if your skirt is, like, halfway up your thigh. Sorry, it's not happening. But you get a lot of attention.
I beg to differ. It's a lot of niggas that want to wife me up, but they just not worthy. And I be dressing kind of sexy. At work, I dress conservative. I mean, my heels is different. It's different, but, you know, I dress pretty much conservative, unless it's in my photo shoot.
But one thing I learned though too from dealing with like social media is that most of the females or the females that don't really post sexy pics be the freaks though. Be the ones that when you go to their crib and they open that door, you be like, oh, okay, like what's going on here? But on Instagram and Facebook, they taking regular selfies at work and, you know, on the trip selfies, but then when you go to their crib, they open the door up in just some little boy shorts and top, like, okay. Like this kind of party.
You're supposed to.
I mean, that's a good thing.
You're supposed to.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't got no problem with it, but like I said, the ones that be posting all the sexy pics all day long, and then when you finally get a chance to holler at them or whatever, they kind of like, oh, what you think I am? You think I'm a bird, bitch? Like, whatever.
I don't think you're a bird, bitch, but, you know, them pictures that you be posting say something else. Like, we're going to take Momo, for example. At work, she dressed real conservative and everything, right? But go on this chick Instagram page. She all tittied up and shit. She got her little, I can't even say little. She got her little, I mean, she got her titties all looking perky and perked up and shit. She got the eye makeup on and, you know, she be looking real jazzy. I'm like, you don't look like that at work. What the fuck?
I don't be impressing them bitches.
Momo, what's your Instagram, Momo?
I don't even know it. Hold on, I gotta go look. Let me see.
See, if you're gonna go look, you might as well just hit me up on my Instagram if that's the case.
That's how she do.
I know, I see.
She's innocent.
I'm probably following her already, because I know she was on here a long time ago, right? She been on here a few times.
This is the first time she's talked.
I want to see what Momo look like. I'm curious now. I want to see what Momo look like. I need her Instagram or something, her Twitter or something. Like, you need to tag me in some post, Chalk.
I don't have her Twitter. Are you on my friend on Facebook?
Who?
You.
I'm on everything. I'm on your Facebook. I'm on your Twitter. I'm on your Instagram. I thought I was on your Instagram.
I think you are, because I'm using the Chalk Mommy one, not the Chalk Mommy underscore.
I don't know which one it is, because I haven't seen none of you. I don't know if I remember seeing your post in a while on Instagram. My timeline be so full with a whole bunch of other stuff that there's a lot of things that I don't be seeing. I know I'm following your regular Chalk Mommy Twitter and your Chalk Mommy Facebook, I believe.
Yeah. And I'm getting ready to hook you right on up on Facebook. Boom. There you go.
She said boom.
Boom. Some people say bong. Some people say boom. Some people say pow.
Oh, my gosh. My feet are swollen. Oh, no.
How were them heels you had on today?
I took my heels off and stuff. Now, I guess it's just the fact how I've been sitting all day and stuff. Now, y'all know the show normally goes to 11:30, but I always cheat everybody by 30 minutes because a bitch be having to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I on a new schedule. I on a new schedule. So, Sunday. Huh?
I say, yeah, welcome to the day, sis.
I know, right? Sunday
no more
is going
vamping.
To be the world premiere of Riding the Chocolate Wave, Volume 2. I'm going to reveal the whole mixtape in its entirety this Sunday night. Yes.
Am I going to get my other CD, though?
Yes. Actually, I'm going to go see him tomorrow and get it. Because of everything that has been happening, I'm like, oh, snap. But, yes, I haven't forgot because I have to take that picture and put it up on Facebook.
That's cool,
dude. So,
it was real talking to you guys, but, you know, got to get up at 5:30.
Woo! Great God, and Batman. I'll be rolling over saying I got 30 more minutes.
no more vamping life. Because we used to go deep some night. We used to go deep to 12, 12:30
at
night.
It's going to come back. Yeah, it's going to come back. Yeah, them vamping nights. Because I'm actually going to start back interviewing people. I'm going to start sending out the requests and everything. So hopefully some of these big-headed stars will agree to ride the chocolate wave. I'm going to reach out to TY$. And I'm going to reach out to the Migos and, you know, some other people and see if I can't get them to come on the show and fuck with us for a minute. And then I'm going to try to get Mama D ass on the show.
Uh-oh.
And
I would love to talk to Mama D.
Oh, boy, would you? Oh. And what people don't understand is she is really like that. When I was locked up in Atlanta in 2006, when I was at work release, I met her at my job, and I was like, who the hell is this lady? And my friend was telling me, and I was like, wow.
Nah, but not crazy. I would just like just to talk to her, like just to, you know, I mean, she be ratchet, boy, but I would like just to, you know, just talk to her. Be like, well, I'm talking to Mama D, son. I controls my bitches. Be like, Mama D, we control our bitches up here.
She controls a lot. I have to hand it to her.
Yeah, she be going in. She be with the throne and the queen. She go crazy next week when she find out Scrappy done proposed to Bambi. She goes off next week. I'm like, come on, Mama D. Let that man do what he got to do.
It's going to be quite interesting. Very, very interesting. So this was truly interesting. I enjoyed myself. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And it's funny. Motherfuckers don't say shit, but they be fucking sidebar conversation me like a motherfucker. Her, thank you for listening, boo. My damn Blackberry. Oh, shit. Now, Sunday, I might change the time to make it a little earlier and everything. So shit is gonna be real. Sunday night, world premiere, Riding the Chocolate Wave, Volume 2. Don't miss it. I'd like to thank Momo for interacting. I'd like to thank Big Tone for having No Manners with me tonight. I like to thank everybody
ma'am.
That was listening and all my other side conversations and everything. Thank you for fucking with us. I love y'all, and y'all have a good night.
Good night.